Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. Grace greetings to all of you wherever you're at around the world. It's been a privilege to get to meet so many of you lately. In several meetings we've been in, we've been able to converse with people from across the United States. This summer we were on the other side of the world, talked to some people from the other side of the globe about what the podcast has meant to them, and so many have commented on how they appreciate it. And so let me say publicly how much I appreciate all of you who give us a little bit of feedback and who are making it fun to come in and do these podcasts, because we know that they're having such an impact in people's lives. I try to keep them pretty informal and relaxed. I chase whatever thoughts come to me, as long as they're not totally outlandish and off topic, and just try to freeform every day. And I don't want to make it sound like we don't put any thought into it because we're so relaxed. That's not it. I come in with a plan every day. In fact, we've had a plan now every day for over a year as we've been working through John. But just that openness, let the Lord say what he might say through us, I think is one of the appeals to this. This little format that we do. Speaking of the little format that we do, we are approaching the end of our 21st chapter of the book of John. There are two distinct segments left in our 21st chapter. There's a segment which would encompass verses 15 to 19. We're actually going to start the 15th verse today. And then there's a section that would encompass the 20th verse through the end of the chapter. There's only 25 verses. We're at 15, so we might have enough days left in the month of October to take up the rest of John 21, but I don't really know that it'll take us that long. But let's just get started and see where we get led, as we have done for the entire journey. Let me set the scene just a little bit. Jesus has just served his disciples, well, a portion of his disciples, namely Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. So James and John, and then two unnamed disciples are there as well. They just had breakfast together after a long night of fishing and catching nothing, and they respond to his call to cast to the right side, and they catch 153 fish. They drag them 200 cubits to the beach where Jesus has bread and fish. They sit down and have breakfast, and no real conversation transpires, or at least not that the Holy Spirit wanted us to see in the scriptures, while they are eating. And we spent a couple of podcasts talking about that. And now, when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" This is the first direct statement that's recorded between our Lord Jesus and Simon Peter since the denial of Christ, standing out warming his hands by the fire several days earlier, when Jesus was on trial before Pontius Pilate. And you know the story, and you know what all transpired to get us to that place. And it's interesting to note that the first words out of Jesus' mouth are not, "See, I told you so." We don't really expect that to be the first words anyway, but it sure probably would be ours. "See, Peter, I told you. I told you that you would deny me. I told you that before the rooster crowed three times, you'd deny me twice." It's just another example of how superior Jesus is in his humanity to so many of us, and how we would respond. And I'm not saying that so we'll feel condemned, but so that we'll look to Jesus for how we should treat one another, our interpersonal relationships. And so Jesus' question to Peter is, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" And I don't think that he's asking Peter, "Do you love me more than James and John and Nathanael and these other two guys?" That would be a statement that's not possible for Peter to know. But there is one thing there on the beach that it's possible for Peter to know if he loves Jesus more than, and that's the fish. And I'm not just talking about eating. I'm talking about, remember, the chapter opens with Peter was going back to his former lifestyle, and Jesus now says, "Do you love me more than you love this?" And Peter's answer is going to have to be framed around that question. We'll start right there tomorrow, and why don't you dwell on that tonight, about your own area of life and the love you have for Jesus versus that. We'll start there tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.